It might make you
cramps. You have cramps
and
vomit.
And is it? And is another word for vomit you've ever heard?
For vomit. Upset stomach or?
Was there any cruder term that you might have heard?
No, sir. No.
What about if it's real bad? I mean, would you ever say somebody who had to, you know, if it was just continual? Would you ever get a word like throw up or something?
Well, yes, you hear that, especially with children, you know, that they throw up.
Is one more polite than the other?
I think vomiting is more correct.
And if somebody has to vomit, you say that he's sick. Mm-hmm. You'd say, where?
In the stomach, I guess. Nausea, they call it nausea too, sometimes.
And, why do people go to school? They go to school to get an
education.
And after they finish high school, they go on to
college.
And they sit at school, they sit at a
desk.
And you, in your office, you have
two desks.
And what's the building that they have on the back of the museum? You know, they have a place called the Roma.
In the back of the museum, library or what?
And there's a place that you mail your letters here.
The post office.
And then you stay overnight in the, if you don't live here.
In the hotel or motel or what?
And what do you call the place over here where they were showing the movie last night?
The theater, we call it. Picture show, a theater.
Which is the older word?
Theater, I think it's an old word. I think that's a French name too.
And
it sounds French at least.
And right down here is Manuel Ramirez Memorial
Hospital.
And in the hospital, a doctor and a what take care of you?
Nurse.
And is there a train that comes through here?
No.
Has there ever been?
No, it came as far as Rio Grande City.
And where would you go to catch it there?
You mean to catch the train? A passenger train? Not anymore, I guess. We have to go all the way to Harlingen lately, you know. I think that's about the only place where you can catch a passenger train.
Where do you go in Harlingen to catch it?
Sir?
Is there a place, a building?
Station, yes.
What do you call it?
The railway station.
And
or depot. Or
in Rio Grande City, around the courthouse,
mm-hmm.
there's a area of ground here. Yeah. That's, what do you call that? That area?
Is that a plaza or?
Well, now.
A boulevard, I think.
Well, is there anything like that here? A plaza?
Yes, there's one.
Where's that?
There's one in front of the church, and there's one as you come into town, coming from Rio Grande City town. They built that one over there.
A new one there?
Yes.
Does a plaza have to have trees or any, or
bits? Well, they usually have trees, you know. And really the plaza, you know, in French towns, you will always find it in front of the church, the cathedral or church, really, where the church is.
They always have a plaza there.
They have a plaza. So they have the, what they call the municipal palace, you know, or the courthouse.
Is a municipal palace and a courthouse the same thing?
Yes, it's the same thing.
Well, what do you say to somebody on the 25th of December?
Merry Christmas, I guess.
And is there anything else you might say?
No, I don't know.